All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Frank Maloney, Jim Hobgood, and guests. And now we are going to go immediately to Frank for the LeClaire Ryan play of the game from the football game last Thursday.
Well, it was an easy choice as we've selected the football game last Thursday on ESPN. Virginia was going up against the 13-point favorite Miami Hurricanes. Miami had just scored to make it 20-14 early in the fourth quarter. Virginia fans everywhere were probably getting pretty anxious. Not to worry, though, as quarterback Mike Rocco proceeded to hit number 33, Perry Jones, on a skinny post for a 78-yard touchdown that silenced the crowd. UVA converted the two-point play thereafter to expand the lead to 28-14 with about 14 minutes remaining in the game. UVA's defense held on as the Hoos celebrated at midfield on national cable television.
It was a great win. Now we go to Michael Tusky with the Olympic sports update.
All right. Well, the number 24 Virginia men's soccer team is now 10-6-1 and 3-3-1 in the ACC after losing a tough one 2-1 to number 13 Boston College on Saturday night in Charlottesville. Next, the Wahoos host NC State tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to conclude the regular season. As such, the seniors will be recognized before the game. ACC tournament play then begins next week. The top four teams, as determined by the conference standings, will host a quarterfinal match on Monday or Tuesday. As of this past Monday, UVA is currently in sixth place, but a victory over NC State tomorrow could make all the difference. Moving on to women's soccer, they're ranked number 5 in the country, and they're now 14-3-2 and 8-2-1 in ACC play after two big victories in the past week. They shut out Miami 2-0 on Thursday at Klockner Stadium in the final game of the regular season to clinch the number 2 seed in the ACC tournament. They then shut out number 16 Maryland, also 2-0, in the ACC quarterfinals on Sunday in Charlottesville. It was the Cavaliers' 6th victory in a row and 5th consecutive shutout. Senior goalkeeper Chantel Jones, who we've been keeping up with all season, earned her 11th shutout of the season and 44th of her career, which ties the all-time NCAA record, so it was a historic day in Charlottesville on Sunday. Looking ahead, the team faces number 14 Florida State in the ACC semis at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and that's located in Cary, North Carolina. The championship game, hopefully the Hoos will be a part of, that's set for Sunday at 1 p.m. and will be broadcast nationally on ESPNU.
All right. Very well done, Michael, as usual. All right, looking back at the ACC and the schedule at this point with Billy and McMullen still with us in studio, Clemson still looks to be the odds-on favorite to come out of the Atlantic Division, although Wake Forest is hanging around. And maybe you guys weren't aware of that. Wake Forest is 4-2.
Have they played each other yet?
No. 4-2. Wake Forest is 4-2.
Well, it should come down to that game then, if they haven't played each other.
It could. The Coastal Division is very much in the air as Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech play next week.
Next Thursday night on ESPN.
What a huge game that'll be. I know every Wahoo has a favorite in mind in that game. All right. Billy, looking at this game against Maryland. Maryland likes to mix the run and the pass. They've got a quarterback that likes to run. They've got a quarterback that would prefer to throw. They don't know which quarterback is going to play, and Randy Etzel would not give that information recently. So what are your thoughts going in?
I think the key to this game is actually on the defensive side of Maryland, inability to stop the run, a lot of key injuries they have over on that side of the team. And also they're giving up the most points right now in the Atlantic Division and also the Coastal Division. And I think if we keep the same format, the same game plan that we've recently found, the same rhythm, I think, like I said earlier, Perry Jones will have about 120 yards, I think, and just grind the game down and let Rocco manage it.
You know, it's funny. In basketball, we always talk about matchups. Football may be the same thing. It may be that the football team matches up, our offense against their defense matches up pretty well.
I think it does. And we have the backs that can get the job done this weekend, and if that's the focus, I believe. Also stretching the defense on occasions, but for the most part, running the ball against Maryland.
All right, next week's show, Frank, is who?
We've got former UVA defensive back and walk-on Bobby Call joining us in studio. We've got the Daily Press sports writer Dave Teal. He's been writing about the Cavaliers for a long time. In addition, we have Ortho Virginia's Dr. Jody Smith joining us once again to give us his expert analysis of the injury situation. If you're going to go out and watch a ball game or thinking about a nice dinner, why not go out to the Lemaire restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel? Great place to have a drink and watch a game and have a wonderful dinner.
And we're also working to schedule Coach Bennett, the head basketball coach, so we'll have him on in November, maybe as early as next week, with basketball season starting on Sunday the 13th of November, the day after the Duke home football game.
Absolutely. And Wahoo fans, if you have not gotten a ticket for the Duke game, I encourage you to get out there and go online and pick up a ticket and go tackle it, because the Hoos will have a big game that day. It's an important ball game.
Both these next 2 weeks are big to the program. But we thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Go Hoos!
Go Hoos!